This is Slick Zero, and you are listening to Twat Tech Radio. Today's Twat is on, actually, old distro of the week, with a few updates. Pretty much this is now, I've noticed, is at version 1.0. Check it out. This was originally on BassNet Radio, Episode 7. It's time for the distro of the week. For this week, we have FreeDOS. FreeDOS is a great replacement for MS-DOS, IBM-DOS, Dr. DOS, and the like. I've been checking it out every now and then for a few years now.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
What was that, FreeDOS?
Yeah.
You know, I was just using it for obsolete programs and games and the stuff I had from when I was using MS-DOS as my main OS back in the day. And, well, FreeDOS is pretty damn cool. I mean, it could have a lot of good use, too, especially with all those old systems running proprietary DOS-based software, like old POS systems and whatnot. Development on it seems slow from the time I've been following, but it seems to be nearing a 1.0 release. I think it's on a 0.9 beta 9 or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's seems to be nearing 1.0. I say seems to be because development is very slow. So, well, check it out if you want to experience your old software the way you did 10 to 20 years ago. Maybe faster if you don't have the old hardware lying around to run it on, but you could run it on new hardware just as well.
Or you can just run it on more of its laptop.
Right.
Yeah, you get about the same results.
Well, basically, it's DOS. Well, just a quick warning for those of you thinking of actually checking this out. If you are really used to a Unix-based system, you will probably be screaming at your screen at one point or another when trying to switch virtual consoles or just simply scroll up. In short, it's DOS.
Another day.